am Yona Stamatis, host of the NPR Illinois Special Arts Broadcast of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. I am here in the studio today with Maestro Ken Lam, director of the ISO, for a special sneak preview of this week's performance by the Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra. The concert will take place on Friday, December 15th at 7:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in downtown Springfield. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Yona.
Now, I've heard this concert links brilliantly the Italian Baroque composer Antonio Vivaldi and Argentinian composer Astor Piazzolla. Tell us what you have in store for us.
Well, I'm not sure it links brilliantly, but I certainly that was part of the idea. When people talk about the Four Seasons, we think immediately of Antonio Vivaldi. But other composers have also written the Four Seasons. You know, Haydn had the Seasons, and I think Glazunov also, and the British composer Max Richter wrote the Four Seasons Recomposed. And of course, there are the Four Seasons of Buenos Aires of Astor Piazzolla, who I think he passed away in the early 90s. But in Argentina, their sort of national dance is the tango. Mm. And Astor Piazzolla took the tango and tried to modernize it. And he wasn't really appreciated in Argentina and because people sort of hung on to the tradition. Anything new is not good, you know, and this is not just in Argentina, it's pretty much everywhere in the world. But he modernized it, and really in the 80s, the Latvian violinist Gidon Kremer really popularized the Four Seasons of Piazzolla by, you know, bringing it out of Argentina and programming it with otherwise classical program. And I heard him perform the Piazzolla Four Seasons in Hong Kong, of all places, and where he juxtaposed the four concertos with the Vivaldi Four Seasons. And it's very interesting because you're basically bringing 17th century Italy to modern day with modern day Argentina. And he would play, you know, spring with Vivaldi, and he will immediately follow it by the autumn in Argentina, which, of course, because of the hemispheres, is that's how it works. So I wanted to present the Piazzolla Four Seasons, but when I thought, well, should we do the Four Seasons of Vivaldi as well? And I thought, maybe not, because we hear the Four Seasons of Vivaldi all the time. So I've asked a singer to come and sing Vivaldi opera arias. Hmm. And a lot of these arias have not seen light of day for centuries, because a lot of these operas were performed during Vivaldi's lifetime and then they were forgotten. And really the early music movement of maybe 30, 40 years ago revived a lot of these incredible music. And so we picked four arias for countertenor. And we have a number of these for this weekend. And the countertenor we're bringing in, he is spectacular.
Who is he?
His name is Daniel Moody. Mm. And I've known him for a long time, actually. And his career's really skyrocketed in the last few years. You know, he's solo with Apollo's Fire. He is going to do a duet, I think, with Anne-Sophie von Otter next year. I mean, and it's really amazing. And so we're lucky to have him here. And I think audience will be really quite surprised, and also, but it's a timbre that they would not have heard on a regular basis.
Wonderful. What a beautiful opportunity. And I understand there's also another soloist, a violin soloist on the program.
That's right. To play the Piazzolla is Robin Bullinger. Also, and I think it's fair to say that both Robin and Daniel were child prodigies. And of course, she's, you know, playing all over the world now. And so, and I think the tango needs that energy, this kind of youthful energy to it. I think it would be a really fun concert.
That sounds fabulous. And what would be the essence then of performing the Piazzolla as an Italian, Argentinian who grew up in New York, writing tango, but inserting classical and jazz elements into it?
Well, I think the music, Guido Kremer, I think once the violinist who popularized it, he once said that he just felt an immediate connection to the music. I think the tango and the music of Piazzolla is very human. Mm. They say no matter how happy the music is, there's always a tinge of sadness. And our lives are like that, you know. And so I think actually this music, I think it would be easier for us than, you know, trying to play music of the Italian Baroque, which is, you know, 2-3 centuries from us. I think part of the appeal of the tango is, I think, is emotionally very easy for us to connect. And I certainly feel a connection to it. And I think people will feel the groove. And no matter where we're from, you know, we may not feel it precisely as an Argentinian, we'll feel it. But I think that's also part of the fun, which is that we're not trying to play the tango completely the South American way. You know, I can't help it, you know, but I have my Chinese background, you have your Greek background, and we will look at this music through our own lenses. And I think it's important, actually, to let the Illinois Symphony play like the Illinois Symphony, and to have our, you know, collective identity to it. Of course, we need to unify a few things, but I think it's actually a great asset. That's why the Illinois Symphony will play the Piazzolla very different from an orchestra in New York or in Hong Kong or in Helsinki or what have you, you know. And that's the beauty of it. You know, you learn everywhere you go. And sometimes your player will give you something that you have not even thought of. Mm-hmm. And it's better than what you've ever thought of. So I think that's the one thing I always look forward to working with different groups. It's this element of real collaboration. It's not just the conductor telling them, you know, this is how you must play.
A musical give and take, in
yeah,
a sense.
Absolutely.
Well, I do hope you'll come join us for this musical give and take. This is the Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra Concert on Friday, December 15th at 7:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in downtown Springfield. The concert features not one, but two world-class soloists, violinist Robin Bollinger
and countertenor Daniel Moody,
in works by Astor Piazzolla
and Vivaldi.
For tickets, visit ilsymphony.org. I'm Jonas Stamatis.
And it's Ken Lamb.
We'll see you at the concert.